Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has over 25 years of experience in the field of wellness and education and has been using Pure Haven since 2014. She is an entrepreneur with over 20 years of overall experience in operations, training, leadership, and implementation, and she is a proud mom of three, Regina Podesta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I am chomping at the bit. I am so excited.
So am I.
I'm so excited about this show. My head was spinning putting this together because there's so many things to talk about.
Yes.
Pure Haven, let's just kick it off by sharing with everyone that you've been using the product since 2014, but you became a consultant in 2019.
I did. Yes, I did.
And how exciting was that for you to transition and become not just a purchaser or consumer, but to actually share your mission with other people?
Yeah, it's really exciting for me. The company itself has a wonderful, wonderful leadership structure, and it's such a joy and privilege to be around other women that are just really excited about sharing this message.
Oh, now how many people do they have?
Oh, many in the country.
Okay.
Most of them are actually in New England right now, and we're expanding very quickly. So,
and we're going to talk about some little bits about federal regulations and where the company is located, but it's not really a technical show. The show is really all about you and your passion. But of course, some of that information and that goodness is going to filter into the show. So now when did you first learn? Was it, you told me a sunscreen story.
Mm-hmm.
So did you first learn about the harsh chemicals when you learned about that sunscreen?
No, I think it's been something that I've been aware of for quite some time, but just really was a little lackadaisical about it and didn't really...
How aware of it? Because I'm pretty aware of the environment and feeding myself love, which is part of my book and all of that. But I'm not really in tune with what's in the chemicals in my home.
Yeah, I think because I've been on the internet and I do a lot of research about health and wellness and
anyway,
I think that those things end up starting to find me, you know, the wonderful algorithms of the internet. And I had come across a study and an article about how sunscreen has ingredients in it that actually accelerate the cancer cells. So
I know, and this freaked you out. It didn't freak you out. It pissed you off.
It did. It freaked me out and pissed me off. Yeah. And you know, it was just so frustrating. And I already have enough skin issues as it is.
You do.
I do. And I actually even had a squamous cell on my neck. And I just thought, this is really bad. If companies can sell me a product that actually make it worse.
I know. So you have three kids.
I do.
When did you discover this? How old were they when you discovered this?
Well, this was just in the last couple of years. My kids are a little bit older.
Okay.
My kids are all in their 20s.
Yeah. and I've been using sunscreen on my kids for years. So now I'm a little panicked. Not really too panicked because now I know I have some alternatives.
Yes.
To go for, yes. Because I've met you. So I'm really not that panicked. But still, I mean, to know that the words that are on packages. So here we go. We're already off script. Because this is just, this is phenomenal information for me. This is a great show. It's about loving ourselves, loving our environment.
Correct.
You know, that's what it all is. Yeah. And that's who I'm all about anyway. And as I'm getting ready for the show today, I am snapping pictures of the deodorant stick that I have and the Purell and the soap and the new laundry detergent that I started purchasing before I even met you. Well, not before I met you, but you know what I mean? Before we started seeing each other again. And I don't mean seeing each other in that way. Like, everything I'm saying is just...
We're both so excited.
Oh,
we can't even contain ourselves.
I'm just so excited. So how frustrating is it for you that not enough people are aware of the dangers that are inside our own homes right under our own noses?
Well, I would say it's not so much...
I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
I gotta take off my sweater.
I don't think I'm necessarily frustrated as empathetic. You know, I have been also, you know, you don't know what to do. So you buy the stuff and you see the tag that says fragrance free and you're like, well, I'm doing better. And it is about trying to do better.
I didn't even know to look for that.
I know.
I didn't even know look for fragrance free. Like how you even knew that. You know so much more. And how much time do you spend researching?
Well, luckily now I went.
This is what you do.
Yeah, and this is what I do now. Yeah. So, and this is, I have a company that I can trust and believe in, and I don't feel confused anymore. You know, you just walk up and down those aisles at the store, and you're like, I don't know what to do anymore. So, and that was really where I was.
You don't feel that way anymore.
No, I don't feel that way anymore. And I want to help other people feel that way
too. Now, they do even have aisles in the store that have, AKA, because you can't see my little bunny ear quotes right now.
Yes.
You know, products that are, you know, quote, safer for the environment.
Yeah. And some may be. I don't want to say that all of them are not, but some may be.
I love your business card.
Yeah. Yes. My business card has all of the main toxins to look out for. So you can keep that right in your purse.
And I highlighted.
So good.
I'm such a good student.
You are.
Do you? Well, that's really what the show is. You're the teacher and I'm the student. So really, I highlighted the important... what is this? Endocrine disruptors.
Yeah.
Like, what is
that? Endocrine disruptors, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you start hearing about, you know, lymphoma, things like that, your immune system, they really affect that kind of, it's really the things that have increased the rise in infertility rates. That kind of thing. Yeah. The other ingredients, do you want me to go over those?
Well...
Or we just want to talk about that one?
I think they'll filter in. I mean, really, you know, it's the parabens, which is kind of a hot word, you know, that some people are familiar with. But ones that we're not familiar with are like the triclosan and the oxybenzone and the glycol and siloxanes. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's another language.
Yeah. Yes.
We have to study. And how do we as consumers, you know, what if there's somebody not listening to this show? And like, how do we as consumers know what to look for?
Well, luckily, I am going to offer folks who go to my website an opportunity to download my guide that the company provides. It's a pocket guide to heartful ingredients, and they can download it right from my website. So that's one thing that will help.
Okay.
You can fold that up, put it right in your purse, and you can carry it around.
All right. So that's perfect for all the people who are listening.
Yes.
But there's so many people out there. Like, before we got back together again and started networking, I didn't know all of this existed.
Yeah.
And I guess it is what it is. The more awareness you can put out there, that we can put out there together, is really the intention.
Yes.
Like, you really just want to help other people.
Yeah.
It's not just about selling products.
Oh, no, no. The main reason why I joined this company is because of the fact that they have so much education material.
That you can pass on.
Yes, yes.
That you can absorb, learn, and then educate others.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. So how do we trust our own instincts? Like when we see trigger words, you said somewhere in my notes that trust your instinct. Like if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
Is that the saying?
Yeah, I think that's the saying. Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, if you have to do the best that you can, right?
We're
trying to get the word out.
So maybe even limit how many chemicals you bring into your home.
Correct. Yes,
That would be one.
That would be wonderful.
Right? Oh, and here's another question I have way down in the interview that I'm going to pop up right now. We got to go to quick break.
Okay.
But, you know, is it better to use the rest of our products than to toss them in the trash?
Well, I think that's something that I have to say I've even been a little bit guilty of as well. But then
throwing it in the trash or guilty of using up the rest?
Guilty of using it, for God's sake.
Using the rest of it.
Because I'm as cheap as they come. And I'm like, oh, I'm not throwing that away. But, you know, everybody needs to make changes in their own time. So one of the things that I did to a point was I replaced things as I went.
And frankly, can I just put it out there? I don't want to shock my body. If my body has been used to chemicals since 1970, I was born in 67, hello, I don't want to rip all the chemicals from my body all at once. That could be damaging. Just like a smoker.
It'll be a little bit of a shock.
Who's the
I
one
would
that
say.
Smoked? George Burns?
Oh, and then when he...
like he smoked the cigar. You don't want to rip that away from him just because he's 89 and he lived to be 100. So, like, anyway, I know this is a silly analogy, but all right, we do have to go to break.
Okay.
This is such a fun and interesting topic. I'm so proud to be helping you and promoting you and supporting you. You can go to youandmetoxicfree.com. Like, I got goosebumps just saying that. It's a beautiful website name, youandmetoxicfree.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Oh my God, I'm taking notes over here. This is really just amazing information. And frankly, we were looking over the break at some of the pictures I was snapping on my phone about the new laundry detergent that I want to buy, which is $10 versus whatever. So it's more money, is my point. But the point is to get educated, because now that I see this list, there was something I flipped over. I flipped over the Purell. And when I flipped it over before we, you know, I was getting ready to go.
Yeah.
And I already spotted one of the things that's on the list. Hello, it's working. Like, yeah. It's not that difficult to figure out once you start really paying attention and reading and getting educated. And it does take time.
Yeah, you don't have to know what everything means or what it does. This list that I provide is really great. It also has the derivative. So they sometimes will change, just like we all know that, like, oh, sucralose and high corn syrup,
high fructose.
They changed it so that, you know, companies in the food industry changed that word so you couldn't recognize it anymore. But they still have to have a derivative.
What did they change high fructose corn syrup to?
That's a whole nother
This is news to me.
Yeah, yeah. So what they do is then they take a derivative and they use a derivative. So in this great little handout that you have.
They just take out a bunch of vowels and consonants.
Yeah, but it has to have the basic, yeah, they do.
This is just insane. Insane.
I know. So, yeah.
These chemical companies live on the planet with us. Like they live.
I know. What are they thinking? Yeah, they're thinking profits.
I know.
Their products need to stay on the shelves for a really long time.
So why? This is way down on the list too. Why is this company? Where did their morals and values come from? Like, why are they doing such a great job? And they're in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And you've seen the facility.
I have been to the facility. I've done a tour. Yeah.
So why are they taking a stand?
Well, I think that they see around us. Again, I've only been with the company for a few months now, and I don't know exactly
all of the... No, but you've been using
I've been using the products for a really long time. But yeah, the rise in all of the disease rates was really something that sparked everything, and that you can make products. They just need to be made in small batches. So that they don't have to have the chemicals in them, and there is less profit.
Smaller batches.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what are the six steps?
Sure.
This is like segment four.
Right. You want me to jump to the six steps?
What are the six steps?
The six steps, and I actually went again, like I said, and I saw this at the company and the way that they do this. So their step one is they do supplier qualification. They do a sample before the product is even allowed in. So they get a sample from their the company that brings it in, and they have a certificate of analysis disclosing that what the product is. Then they have incoming inspections. So Pure Haven Quality physically inspects and validates all of their raw materials. They actually quarantine them so that they cannot contaminate anything else if it's not what it's supposed to be. Step three is each product is monitored and tested throughout the manufacturing process. So there are only two people in the company that make the products, and then they have other folks come in and test periodically. Step four is the finished product testing, right?
Wow.
All finished product is evaluated to assure it meets quality specifications, and they send out for third party after that. So they make their product, then they send it out to a third party. Step five is the final product inspection. That's when everything is ready and selected and packaged. And then it goes straight to your door. So there's no in between. It goes straight to the person's door.
Wow.
When you order.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to be your answer. It's quite long.
I know. I had to read from my notes.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
So now what is greenwashing? You said greenwashing is real. What is it and why do we need to be aware of it?
Yeah. I mean, anybody.
Is that a term in the industry?
It is. Anybody can Google the term greenwashing. It's used to promote a product as environmentally friendly. They use words like all natural, fragrance free, bio, eco, all those words. They can put any words they want on their package.
Oh my God. And say this again. Bio.
Bio, green, eco, natural.
It can say eco. Well, I get the natural one. That's like a no-brainer. Because that correlates to food as well, packaging on food.
Yes.
Just because it says natural, you have to. Who cares what it says on the front, sides, or top or bottom?
And gasoline is natural, just so you know. I mean, it doesn't mean you should be eating it.
Well, and so is formaldehyde.
Right.
Is it like, you know, I did a show years ago with a gal about she has it's an organic salon.
Yeah.
Mm. So we were talking about formaldehyde, and that's all natural.
Right.
It comes from the earth. Like, so gasoline.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we just have to pay attention. So eco, green, bio, this is all green washing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you stay so positive? There's so much negativity.
There's hope. There's trickery. You know what? I know, but there's hope. I think there's people like myself and a lot of others who are out there trying to get the word out and help people understand. I mean, my main concern is more the next generation coming up. My kids are in their 20s. If you look at the disease rates and how they're rising. However, how do I stay positive with all that? I just by spreading the word and helping people get educated. And the more people know, the better choices they can make.
I love that you're educating. I love that you talk about your kids, which is basically the next generation. Because I don't want my tombstone to say, Nicole only gave a crap about herself and nothing about her kids, her grandkids, or any of their futures. Like, that's not what I wanted to say when I go. And I, frankly, I don't even think I'm going to go in the ground. I think I'm going to be cremated. So, and sprinkled.
That must be more eco-friendly. Is that going to help the environment?
Yes. I certainly don't want to take up a lot of space while I'm living on it. I don't want to take up, you know, space while I'm gone. I want the tiniest, you know, size 10. Little ramekin for my ashes. But anyway,
yeah,
like I don't, that's not the legacy I want to leave behind. And even if you don't care about your legacy, and really you need to care about yourself. So it does start with caring about ourselves. But anyway, all right, we're a little bit off topic. Now, what is body burden? I don't know if we have to go to break. We do have to go to break, but before we go, real quick,
yes.
What is body burden?
Well, it's what we call overtime. When all of these environmental things that we're using in our household products are, they're absorbed through our skin.
Yes, they're building up.
Yeah, and it's building up, yes. Mm. Yes, and that's what ends up creating the disease.
But there is hope.
There is hope, absolutely, absolutely.
Because we can reverse.
Yes.
Because our bodies are smart.
It's very smart. It only takes 2 years for your cells in your body to rejuvenate and replenish themselves.
I can't wait. It's not a drive-through, but it is possible.
It is.
All right, I hope you stay with us. My guest is Regina Podesta, and you can go to youandmetoxicfree.com. Love it. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
Don't look back, it won't do any good. But don't look ahead, you'll just be misunderstood. Everything you need could be right in front of you. It doesn't take much to see what is true. I say we're gonna die if we go on like this. Who do you believe? Every story's got a twist. Take a look around and tell me what you see. People in the world just trying to be free. What about all those things you could have done, but you don't? They say things happen for a reason. You don't do them, they won't. For life, love, and laughter, everything in between, and what happens after. I'm looking for life, looking for love, I'm looking for laughter. Things are gonna change, they never stay the same. That's why we'll find a war, put an evil on the blame. You can always stand up for what you believe. Don't be blinded by the power of greed. What about all those things you could have done, but you don't? They say things happen for a reason. You don't do them, they won't. You know we're looking for life, love, and laughter.
And we are back. I'm being a good girl, paying attention to when I'm supposed to be coming back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Regina Podesta. We're like still on segment two, but we were talking over break, and I love what you said. You started 5 years ago, 2014-ish, you started using the products. And who did you use? Who did you start using them
for? So this is very embarrassing. However, I was looking for an alternative as opposed to putting the collar on my dog for fleas and ticks, or then that patch thing that they put, or the drops on their between their shoulder blades, because again, like I read all of this stuff and they ended up with seizures. So I actually started with this company buying their bug spray for the dog. It's a spray, and you can eat it because with a dog, you know, if he's going to lick it. And I would spray it on his paws and his chest, and then I would spray my hand and put it like around his ears, and it kept the ticks off of him while I took him for walks.
So how often do you do the tick thing? Because now I got to buy this.
Only when I take him out.
But again, I have to wait until my other products are finished.
No. Please don't use bug spray on yourself anymore. Please.
I won't use bug spray. Okay. I know there's the whole thing going on with the bug spray. But anyway, I don't want to get into all of that.
Yes.
But the dogs, the stuff on the back of their neck, I bought it. Mm. I want to use the products I have.
Right.
Yeah, you can't slap my hand.
No, I won't. I'm not going to be the police. I'm not going to be the police. Everybody needs to get there on their own. But I just thought it was funny because here I am. I'm doing all this stuff to myself.
For the dog.
And I did more research on the dog than I did on myself.
And then pretty much it started filtering in. You started realizing some of the other products.
I mean, then the big catalyst was reading the article about the sunscreen. And I said, enough.
Yeah,
enough.
So, I really need to start using some of this. All right. Now, so there is no magic button, right? There is no magic button. But how are you helping the clients get clean? Are you taking one product at a time, just like the dog or the sunscreen or something like that?
Well, what am I doing personally?
Yeah, how are you? Because I know you're selling products.
Yes.
It really isn't about pushing sales on people that they don't want. It's about switching out and helping them get clear and get clean one product at a time.
Yes, absolutely. And so that's why that guide is very helpful, because you can find products on your own with that guide. It's just you would avoid any of those ingredients and any of the products. And
how can they get the guide again? Can they go to your website and sign up? Is there like a contact
page? There's a button right there that says download your free guide right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
It's free. Get the guide. Yes. Now you're connected.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then really, here's the other question I asked earlier. Is throwing away what we have just as harmful to the planet as using it? So you're like, just use our stuff. Use our stuff if we have to. It is what it is.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Don't buy any more, though.
Don't buy any more. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where I'm making the stand.
And think about, these products are in your home, contained in the walls that you're also living and breathing
under
and touching and absorbing. And just think of that. And then, do your best. Kind of come up with something that's most important to you. Mm. A lot of people might start with a laundry detergent because it's actually also in contact with your skin.
Oh, yes.
24/7.
Yeah, that's why I bought it. Mm. Now I don't even know if the one I bought.
Well, you can check it out. You have the tools.
I have the tools. Yeah. I can check it out. And if it's not in tune, I can finish it and get something from you.
Yes.
And really, so is it replacing the things that you're normally buying? You're replacing it are most of the products condensed? So you can, how some products are condensed and then you add water to it and it extends it? I even do that to laundry detergent, and it doesn't say you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you can. You can. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the ideal person that you want to help, obviously somebody who cares about their health, and is interested in getting educated. Somebody who exercises, somebody who's good with nutrition. Those are the types of people that you want to contact you.
Yeah, because I think that those only because I say that because the folks that are there are already mindful in that
yes.
way and recognize the importance.
Yes.
And if they're ready to start learning.
It doesn't mean if somebody doesn't exercise, they're
correct.
Not going to call
yeah.
you. But
yeah.
in general, those people and really women.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean a man's not going to call or
head
sign
of,
up
head
for
of
the
household.
Head
you
of
could
household.
Say.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Yeah.
And then really young moms, too.
Yeah.
Because there's children
yeah.
in the home. And we want to get all of the homes cleaned up, especially when there's babies involved.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you're out there and you don't exercise, but you're interested in learning more, please, we didn't mean to say that you can't reach out to me. I just think that there's steps.
Like you said, those are the people that are
to making changes.
Yeah.
And part of the step for everyone, the first step is recognizing that there is an issue in the products that you're using. And if you are ready to learn more, please just download the guide and start there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also if somebody is looking to build a business, but that's really, you know, you want, that would be great. That's a great bonus.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what you're looking for. You're really looking to help other people, correct?
Right. And if I have people helping me help more people, then we're all helping more people.
Yes.
See how that goes? But
But that's not really the intention. The intention is to get people to transition and get educated.
Yeah, that because that's first. Yes.
Because it is first.
Yeah, you got to walk the walk.
So you don't want somebody that is not open-minded. Again,
correct.
A person that's already aware. Do you have a success story that you can share?
Well, my goodness, there are many, many, many.
I'm sure you have tons.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the 50-year-old woman. Well, I'm 51, but the woman you were mentioning that can't stop looking at herself in the mirror. So why is that?
Yeah.
'Cause she just loves the way her skin looks.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. She's like, I can't stop looking at myself. I can't believe that some of these my skin has improved this much. Yeah. I also had a client recently that sent some pictures of her son who had had a rash on his back. It was like an eczema type of a rash all over his body, but the picture was of his back, and 20 days later it had changed. She changed out her laundry detergent and his shampoo and his soap, and it was causing this really really painful rash. So
again, people that have had skin issues.
Yes.
And
yeah.
we all know, most of us know by now, that our skin is the biggest organ that we have. So we have to pay attention to our skin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have to go to break. We have one last segment. You can go to youandmetoxicfree.com. My guest is Regina Podesta. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Pretty ass can't
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. We have one final segment. Aww. This was fantastic. I just think this is amazing to get educated. I can't wait to transition everything out of my home so that the inside the walls of my own home is fresh and clean and exciting, right? So now there are some statistics. What statistics do you want to share?
Well, I think the main thing is that cancer is only about 5 to 7% of it is actually genetic. Mm. I think a lot of times we go to the doctor and they're like, oh, what's your family history? Mm. Who has, most of it is environmental.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. You're right. Because yeah. if it isn't in the family and you have it.
Mm. But even if it's coincidence or it's the fact that you grew up in a similar environment that you're family did so.
And even if it's in the family, it could just be your generation and the one generation previous to you. All the other ones.
Which is from the environment that you've been living
in. Which is from the environment. And all the other generations yeah. didn't have all these fancy-dancy eco and green and eco-friendly and, you know, lavender fresh yeah. and all this other stuff.
I think it's been happening for a very, very, very long time. It's just now we're also being...
We know a lot more about the human body.
Yes.
We know a lot more yeah. than we did 100 years ago. And we're also creating a lot more for us to put into and on the human body.
True. Right? Yes, yes.
So, all right. So now you actually know some people that are suffering from skin diseases or disorders.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know it's not genetic.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, my mother passed away at 60 of lung cancer, and my one of my nephews has autism, suffers from autism. So, you know, I see what my sister goes through and all of the things that are associated with it. And I do want to say for folks out there that the children with autism since 1995 has increased 747%. So, you know, it's just being aware of all of these things.
And when we say environment, we actually mean products.
Yeah.
When we're saying the yeah. environment. I yeah. know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Awareness is the change.
It is, yes. Awareness is what keeps me positive and upbeat about it.
Now, the products are cruelty-free.
Yeah.
I think that's important to mention.
Yeah. We actually test on our leadership team in our company.
Really?
Yeah. We don't test on animals. We test on the leadership team.
How long has the company been around? You've started using in 2014. It
yeah.
probably has been around a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. A little bit longer than that.
Okay. Yep. And then they're also
affiliated. Forgive me for not knowing that.
No, that's
fact.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all right. And they're also affiliated with PETA. Which stands for, hang on, I'm not a real PETA person here. PETA, people with ethical treatment of animals.
Yes.
So there you go. So you're not doing anything harmful to the animals.
No, we are not. We don't do any animal testing.
Mm.
Except for human animals.
Except
that work at the company.
That work at the company. So what have we not shared that you want to share? We have about a minute left. What do you really want to emphasize? What can you not stress enough?
That there are alternatives, and as long as you can do your best a little bit every day, like you said, you know, replace your products one at a time. Mm. On my website, there's
start with your dog.
Start with your dog. I know. Honestly, most people do.
Go ahead on your website. Sorry.
Yeah, and you know, on my website, you can download the free guide to harmful ingredients. Mm. I will also be listing there any events that I have coming up. I will be doing a Zoom event every month.
And
for
what
folks.
What do you do at the events?
At the events, so what I do is I just kind of go over some of the statistics and I talk about the big four, which we talked about here today, triclosan, aluminum, fragrance, and polypropylene glycol. And then we share some of the products so that people can feel them and touch them. And we talk about some of the, usually there's someone there that has tried at least one product. And we talk about that. And we just, like you said, we talk about hope and we talk about how the little things make a big difference and how we can help the next generation.
And positivity.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of negative information. I want to thank you so much for being here. Thank you for doing everything
this was so fun.
Your basic intention, I just want to wrap this up, that your basic intention is to
be genuine and listen and help guide people to do what's best for them and do it by educating, providing tools, and partnering with your clients. I just think that's amazing. I want to say thank you for your everyone listening today and leave you with a final quote. This is Thomas Jefferson. In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock.
Amen.
You are. Can I get an amen? I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.